left us and they saw wide eyed haze. It shone like gold. It shone like gold. But just as the moon, it shall stray. So
welcome to the Ornstein and Smough Chronicles, formerly the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is the show where we just ramble about fucking the Dark Souls series for hours and hours on end. With no real plan in mind, no nothing, everybody else. You know, we've just been obsessed with fucking Dark Souls and the Soul series, I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. We'll just get started. I think we last left off at Anne Orlando, next to Ornstein and Smough, trying to take him out. I've heard rumblings. Oh, you can also go to OrnsteinandSmoughChronicles.com for more information. I'm facing these fuckers, fucking Ornstein and Smough, and like fucking said last week, I ended. The real fucking website and podcast is Grunt Free Press, by the way. This episode 43. if you haven't noticed, there's going to be a fucking lot of fucking Dark Souls, but this is just bear with me. If you're fucking bored of Dark Souls, you don't give a shit. Just whatever. Skip this one too. Put it in the fucking trash with the other ones. Cause I'm still going. Right now I'm playing Demon Souls, so we'll get to that afterwards. Just been fucking a lull of fucking, well, what am I gonna play? I've just been just going through fucking pretty much all the fucking Souls. After three I did one. I'm talking about going through one right now. Then did a little fucking Bloodborne. Then I bought a fucking PS3 to play Demon Souls. I'll get to all that shit. But I mean, just a heads up. I mean, on the fucking horizon, we get other shit. Fucking Uncharted and fucking Doom comes out this week. And then other stuff. When we last left our fucking hero, fucking I think my guy's name's fucking Gruntus Lepress, I believe is what I've been going with for all my fucking playthroughs. Fucking Ornstein and Smough, pretty fucking legendary fucking bosses in the first Dark Souls. Up in Orlando, you get fucking big motherfucker, fucking I always fucking mix up who's who. But, anyway, fucking, so you're facing these two fucking pieces of shit, fucking both at once. And, I heard it's, the battle's supposed to be designed for co-op, and, the trick to it, I mean, fucking, in quotes, like, it's a fucking, trick. You're supposed to summon an NPC. You can do that, like, fucking whatever. Like, you can summon people, there'll be a sign on the ground, and it'll either be fucking, like, a real person online, but there's always fucking, I think it's, like, I want to say fucking Solaire or somebody. His sign's on the fucking ground. You can summon him in. I think that's like fucking, that's what you do, is the way it's meant to be done. But I'm just fucking like, my whole point is, I played through fucking Dark Souls 1 before. Like, whatever. And I fucking think when I played it before, I was fucking just, as soon as I figured out, I had no idea, but the first fucking Dark Souls I played was the first one. I had no idea how any of that shit works. So it's like, as soon as I figured out, all these white signs, I can fucking summon people in, fucking NPCs, like, whatever. Like, I'd go into a fucking boss room, get fucking, destroyed, like, fucking whatever, twice, and I'd be like, all right, I'll summon somebody in, and fucking sometimes I'd still die, but fucking every time I went back there, like, oh, fucking summon people in, like, whatever. And just, like, this fucking run through, I'm like, I just want to fucking just do it all solo, you know what I mean? Even though, fucking, again, I'm fucking just hearing, like, Ornstein and Smough, like, fucking designed for co-op, you're supposed to have somebody with you. I'm a glutton for punishment. I mean, I like stabbing needles into my dick like fucking Albert Fish, So I'm like, I'm just gonna fucking just keep going solo. Just do it. So, I ended fucking, before I recorded last week's episode, just get my fucking face rocked, like fucking whatever, fucking 10, 20 times or whatever. It's like, this is going to be my, this is my fucking, what I'm going to be doing for fucking, the entire day. So the first, first few tries had a real fucking rough time. Ornstein's the, smaller one, the fucking, the lion mask or whatever. And, he'll shoot, lightning fucking bolts and shit at range. And he's got this tracking, melee attack. All this fucking, he just pretty much floats to you. Almost, you could be like across the entire fucking area, like the fucking arena you're fighting in. You see him like fucking up, he's floating towards me, and like he just won't stop until he's fucking like, fucking right up on you, and you fucking, like you have to fucking dodge it or you get fucked up. And it's real easy to get fucking blindsided by it, And you're trying to get some fucking space from the two of them, and it's just fucking like, rolling, like fucking, and then he's just like, he could be, fucking 10 feet away, you could be fucking, 100 fucking feet away, just fucking, if you're not looking at him, he's just, he floated, and he's fucking there, some fucking, you can fucking roll out of the way of it. It's kind of easy to do, but it's just fucking, you gotta know that he's coming for you, Just fucking, like, small, You'll be trying to roll out of the way of fucking Smough's giant fucking hammer and shit, and just, not looking towards him. He's just fucking, he's on you, and this fucking, this hit that fucking takes a lot of, takes a lot of damage off. So, I mean, if you take one of them down, either Ornstein or Smough, the other one transforms into like a huge, even bigger. I mean, fucking, you know, Smough is fucking big to begin with, and Ornstein's like pretty much normal size. But you can kill either one of them, and it fucking changes depending on who you kill. But they both fucking just grow fucking giant, you know. And then they both get fucking, the last one that's left gets full health anyway. So it's not like you can't really spread out your damage. You know, you couldn't be like, all right, well, I'm going to fucking do like half and half. Like I'll fucking, you know, whoever's closest, I'll just start hitting and then fucking like, you know, try to get them close so I can just fucking, as soon as I kill one of them, the second one will have fucking half health. Like that doesn't work. Like as soon as like it plays like a fucking cutscene of fucking, you know, the other dude doing fucking something and they have fucking full health again. So kind of bullshit, but whatever. And the other fucking shitty thing, if you fucking lose in that fight, you spawn at a bonfire that's like fucking half a goddamn mile away from the fight. So it's pretty straight shot to get there. You're pretty much walking down some stairs and then fucking walking, you know, over a fucking empty platform. Then you have to wait for this fucking elevator. It just fucking goes up and down on its own. You can't like just hit a button and it goes. It's on like a fucking like auger or whatever going up and down. So it's like you had to fucking wait, like fucking God help you if you fucking, you know, if you're off, if you just run like straight as timed out, so you'll get there and it fucking like you can get on it just in time as it's fucking going down. But fucking if you don't, you're fucking just sitting there for 30 seconds waiting for the fucking thing to come up. So then you get down another level, run down some fucking stairs, and there's you gotta run this fucking gauntlet. There's four fucking giants with, you know, huge fucking axes and fucking halberds or whatever. It's not, you know, they're big and fucking slow and they're not that hard to get by, but you know, every now and then they could do something fucked up, like, oh, they get stuck on something or like fucking whatever. You're just like, oh, I think I get time, and you just fucking roll and they get fucking a giant fucking halberd fucking stabbing in your fucking back and it fucking takes off like a quarter of your fucking health or whatever. You know, sometimes they'll get you through, you know, sometimes you'll be like, oh, I made it or whatever, and you get through the fucking fog door and it's like, you know, you're standing there, you know, waiting for fucking whatever, Ornstein or whatever to fucking do his little charge attack so you can dodge it, or just, you know, trying to figure out a plan. The fucking halberd or the fucking axe will go right through the fucking fog door, even when you think you're safe, and right in your fucking back. Yeah, it's pretty, that fucking blows pretty bad. Yeah, just to get one, it's like fucking, oh, you take damage before you even fucking start facing the bosses. Now it's like, oh, first thing you have to do is like, you know, get out of the fucking way of these dicks and fucking try to heal and just fucking, either one of them can fucking, you know, one hit kill you. And I was pretty beefed up at this point, and, you know, a lot of fucking vitality, a lot of fucking life, and just like, if you just fucking, yeah, if you're not, if I wasn't at fucking, you know, pretty much full health, you know, if I had fucking a little bit off, either one of them could just fucking one hit kill. So, yeah, that sucked. So I wasn't having fucking much luck for a while. I was getting fucking frustrated, thinking like, oh yeah, this is fucking Dark Souls 1, fucking ridiculously hard. Like, here we go, you know what I mean? This is fucking, I wasn't having too much of a fucking problem up until then. But, then I was thinking, like, fucking, maybe I'm just fucking, I was falling into some bad fucking old habits from, like, the first time I was playing the game, you know, even though it was a fucking while ago. So, like, fucking, like, oh, this is how I did this, I remember, and fucking just, yeah, this is kind of the pro tip section, I guess, for the, Ornstein and Smough Chronicles. Yeah, go for fucking Smough first, the big motherfucker with the hammer. My first thought was just like, oh, you know, the quick little ones, you know, he's a pain in the ass or whatever. He's fucking harder to hit and fucking, you know, he's got like range attacks and shit. So I'm like, ah, oh, try to get him first, you know, get him out of the way. Cause, you know, he's just a pain in the ass. He's trying to fucking do anything. So it's like, ah, oh, you want to take him down. That was my thinking anyway. Smo's a little bit fucking easier just to get out of the way of it and fucking, like, you know, get him caught up on fucking pillars and shit and fucking roll out of the way. Not that tough, but, so it's like, you know, I was focusing on fucking Ornstein, but, yeah, don't do that. Go for the fucking big guy first. Go for Smo. You know, when he's fucking, because if you're doing that, I mean, fucking, you know, he's so big. If you're going for fucking Smo first, he'll end up blocking a lot of Ornstein's attacks. You know what I mean? Like, Ornstein will do that fucking track and floating bullshit. And, like, fucking, like, if you're, if you get Smo, you know, the big dude between fucking you and him, he'll fucking, a lot of times he'll block him, you know? He can get kind of, like, fucking janky and shit. Like, he's just sitting there floating, like, at his back or whatever, but it's fucking, like, I can do that and just fucking, you know? Yeah, I mean, just fucking, between that and fucking, you know, you can block, I think you can block a lightning attack, too. I'm not completely positive. It's been a little bit, but yeah, just a lot easier just going for the big dude first. You know, he's pretty predictable too. I mean, he's pretty, again, he's fucking some, the real trouble is those fucking, you know, he charges at you as he's fucking swinging his fucking hammer like a few times and just fucking like, this, you know, it's tough to fucking like dodge like 3-4 times in a row. But if you just fucking, again, just kind of hang out by the fucking, by the pillars, so it's like fucking, oh, he's charging me, I can just fucking kind of sneak up, you know, roll up behind these fucking pillars, and he's just caught up on there. So, I mean, it, you know, you're trying to, pretty standard fucking fighting a giant boss, which is, you know, Dark Souls, you know, just fucking try to get close, try to get behind him, get a couple hits in, then fucking roll away whenever you need to, and you know, just the only difference is you just try to fucking just try to keep track where the fuck Ornstein is as you're doing it. So, you know, it's not that tough. I mean, again, the toughest part is just trying to get the fuck away from keeping track of Ornstein and trying to keep him from fucking being a dickhead. But it pays off, fucking, you know, because once fucking Smo's dead, Ornstein, he grows fucking giant. You know, once he's giant, again, it's fucking just basically another fucking standard boss fight, like fucking I is, you know, instead of fucking, that's the fucking Dark Souls fucking rule of thumb. Like, fucking, you want to fight fucking big bosses. The fucking bigger they are, the fucking easier they are. The fucking little guys that are like fucking, human size or whatever, those are the fucking pieces of shit, you know. Those bosses are the fucking worst. The hardest, anyway. They can be fucking fun to fight, but they're fucking hard. Do that. Get Ornstein first, and, get Smo first, I'm sorry. Fucking, because you want to fight the fucking giant fucking Ornstein. Again, he still hits hard, he still be a fucking cunt. I mean, but he's easier to fucking fight when he's fucking giant like that. I mean, his fucking swings are fucking slower. You fucking can see him better, you know? Still get some bullshit fucking, you know, he'll do the fucking, same like butt stomp bullshit where he's fucking, you know, he'll shoot lightning when he fucking hits the fucking ground. It's just kind of like an area of effect. So you gotta, you know, it's more just get a fucking basic shit. Just fucking recognize the fucking patterns, when to fucking roll towards him, when to get the fuck out of there. Yeah, I mean, same, you know, just basic shit. Get behind him. Just, you know, again, if he's jumping up in the air, he's gonna do that fucking electrical shit, electrical fucking ass stomp. Get the fuck out of there. And it's pretty manageable. I mean, you just gotta fucking go into that thinking like, all right, I'm just gonna fight pretty much two fucking big boss fights in a row, and that's fucking it. And again, it's even fucking a lot easier than fucking, I kept trying to fight the giant fucking Smo, and that's a fucking pain in the ass, because those fucking, having a bigger version of that, and he's fucking charging you with the fucking hammer, and can juggle the shit out of you with it. I mean, that's fucking, that's a piece of shit, that's no fun. So, I mean, again, I was fucking just ready, just fucking for this giant, drawn out fucking session of fucking fighting those two. But once I figured that out, I mean, just how to fucking easiest way to fucking to fight them. I mean, I'm sure there's fucking easier, like fucking, oh, I fucking glitch through the map and whatever, and then they fucking threw a fucking poison dagger at them or some bullshit. I'm not gonna pull that bullshit. But yeah, the fucking fight wasn't as much of a roadblock as I thought it was gonna be. And it's probably is like the fucking most difficult, fight in the game, to be honest with you. Or I thought, anyway. So if you can get through that, I mean, you can fucking pretty much beat the rest of the game. I'll put it that way. That's pretty much like the guardian of the fucking game. I mean, there's a couple bosses I'll get into that are fucking complete bullshit, but or one in particular is fucking garbage. But the cool thing to do after you kill them, what you want to do is you go upstairs and go upstairs and fucking in that room. There's fucking like there's a couple elevators and shit in there. You kind of have to do this anyway. And you go up the elevators, and there's this giant fucking blonde chick, huge fucking heaving tits named Gwendolyn, I think. And she gives you the item you need, the key item to keep going and keep progressing in the game. You can talk to her a little bit. It's a covenant you can join with her. The pro tip is what you want to do is fucking shoot her in the fucking face, shoot her or whatever the fuck. Just use a crossbow, whatever you got. I mean, you just got to hit her once. It's not like fucking she has fucking jack shit for fucking hit points. It's not like a fucking fight or anything. You just got to fucking shoot her once. But yeah, you want to do that. It's pretty fucking cool. I hadn't done it before until this time. I mean, I'd seen it. I'd seen somebody fucking do it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? But fucking, I fucking try to not hit fucking NPCs as much as possible, even though shit happens, but whatever. But yeah, it turns the entire city, the city you were in, the fucking Anne Orlando, the entire thing just fucking dark, like all fucking, just turns fucking dark and black. There's fucking no enemies around. It's fucking just quiet, just nothing. I think maybe the painted guardians are still there, by the painted world. But, I mean, fucking, rather than fucking, like, getting around, like, fucking, I gotta roll all the way to these fucking giants and blah, 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 like, they're gonna do that. They're all fucking gone, so you have pretty much fucking free reign over the entire place to fucking dick around with. You get that blacksmith there that sells you fucking, pretty good fucking crafting materials. You get to him, and he makes fucking, he makes the boss weapons too, so it's like, you can just fucking get to him, no problem. I mean, just fuck, he's right there, you know? The only downside to that is the fucking, the firekeeper that was there. If you have fucking, the firekeeper souls or whatever to turn in, you can talk to her, and fucking she'll do it for you. She starts attacking you. And at that point too, the other fucking, the main fucking firekeeper at Firelink Shrine had been fucking dead. It wouldn't be a big deal if I still had the fucking, the main one there at fucking Firelink I could do it there. But I mean, there's an NPC that's like a fucking, he's kind of hidden too. I don't, like, again, I don't fucking remember like any, a lot of this bullshit. So I just fucking like found him, like let him out. Like fucking, I know there's something here that I found before and I just fucking like let him out. Like I didn't really fucking, can't remember that fucking convoluted fucking bullshit. So, that guy can fucking kill the fucking firekeeper at fucking Firelink and as playing the game and fucking, he killed her. So it's like, there's a pretty obscure way you can do it to get her soul, to get the firekeeper's soul back. You gotta use an item in a hallway leading up to the right near the fucking Ornstein Smough fight, and it gets flashes something on the screen that's fucking like, I forget what, some fucking obscure shit, like fucking, like, I don't know, fucking, I can't even fucking begin to fucking think about it, but it fucking flashes on the screen. It's some weird shit will fucking flash on the goddamn screen, dude, and it's fucking like randomly. It's just like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, between that, I forget what the fuck it is, and then like, it flashes like, use whatever. You gotta use some like fucking black eye orb or some shit at that spot. Or, like, some other shit is fucking, like, kept flashing up, like, oh, the nightmares will end as soon as fucking somebody fucking dies or some shit. I'm like, what is this shit? And, like, fucking, I kind of think that I know what that is. Like, somebody, I think, if you enter a covenant with, Nito, the Grave Lord, you can fucking do that, and you can, I think you can invade when you invade other people's fucking worlds. You can drop some shit or something that makes like their game harder. Like it gives them fucking like more NPCs or some shit. I don't know, but yeah. But so anyway, right up leading to the fucking Ornstein and Smough fight, you fucking use what I think it's a black eye orb, and you gotta face the fucking the NPC. You're invading like the NPC's world, and you gotta kill him, and he's got a two bodyguards with him. I mean, they're not that hard, but it just sucks because you're invading. You don't have the ability to fucking heal. You know what I mean? So it's fucking, you're facing three guys. You know, I think one's like a shield guy, one's like a fucking mage or whatever, shooting fucking magic at you. Then you got to kill the fucking NPC himself, who's got like whatever fucking like swords or whatever fucking swinging at you. You just have to kill the NPC, like the NPC, but it's hard just to fucking, you can't really just get him to fucking go after you. You kind of have to face the other guys too, or at least fucking make them back off as you fucking go for him. At least kill the fucking mage too. I mean, his fucking pretty much glass cannon, just fucking get in there and fucking kill him or whatever. But anyways, it's not exactly easy. I mean, it took me a couple times, but you know, I ended up fucking doing it. Then you get the firekeeper's soul back for the the firelink shrine fucking firekeeper, which I mean, I guess you're supposed to go over there and just fucking bring to the go back to Firelink Shrine and fucking, you know, bring her back to life or whatever. I did not do. I went back to fucking Firelink and went back to where she is, and fucking it just says a message pops up. It just says dead. So yeah, okay, yep. I mean, she is, but here's her fucking soul. I mean, I got it. I mean, I couldn't figure out like how to do it. I'm like fucking, you know, I'm like, ah, it's fucking weird. Like maybe I have to like, you know, progress on in the fucking story or whatever, or like fucking do something and just fucking yeah. I mean, it's I just couldn't use fucking. I mean, you can warp back to Firelink Shrine, but you can't like sit at the bonfire. And that was the one, obviously, I'm like, oh, well, this is the fucking, just kind of the center of everything. I'll fucking, you know, kindle this or whatever. So I added up to like, whatever, 15, 20 fucking Estus flasks. Yeah. So I'm like, fucking like, all right, well, whatever. I'll just keep going. Just not use this as my fucking central, you know, I started using Undead Parish, I think it is, the one with Andre, the blacksmith right there. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll just use this one as fucking, you know what I mean, as my central hub and fucking beef that up or whatever. You know, so I'm fucking, whatever. And then fucking, as I went on, like, I kept going. I'm like, I kind of want this back too, as you know what I mean? I kind of want Fire and, like, shrine back. And I had these fucking other fucking, you know, when you kill the Anne Orlando firekeeper, you get a soul too, like her fucking firekeeper soul. So it's like, oh, I can fucking upgrade this, my flask with this or whatever. So I'm looking at, I'm like, well, I can only go back to Firelink, I guess. I'm looking at her soul and thinking like, well, how the fuck do I just use it? You know what I mean? Like, do I do it like anywhere? Just fucking like it'll bring her back or whatever. So I did that. I just fucking went, I'm like, all right, use the fucking firekeeper soul, like the fucking firelink firekeeper soul. And it just gave me fucking 5 humanities and that was it. And fucking I guess she's just gone for good. And like fucking like, I'm like, fuck, you know what I mean? I don't know how to bring her back. Like I know there is a way to bring her back. It's just not that way. Don't just fucking randomly use it. You know what I mean? In the inventory. I don't know what I was doing wrong. So anyway, she was gone. The fucking Anne Orlando fucking firekeeper's gone. And then it's fucking, I have like no way to fucking upgrade my goddamn flask. Then randomly I found a little fucking workaround to that, which fucking God fucking knows why. The giant fucking spider lady near fucking Blighttown, fucking underneath, little, there's a fucking invisible wall to get to her after you beat the fucking the boss at the end of fucking Blighttown. It's a fucking like half fucking spider, half fucking broad. She'll do it for you for some fucking reason. I have no idea. I mean, it's fucking like whatever. It's just like, yeah, whatever. That's cool. She'll fucking upgrade your flask for you. But really wish I didn't fucking waste the firekeeper soul. You know what I mean? For fucking humanity. And I fucking, you know, have a million fucking humanities at that point. Like, fucking, I could have at least used it to fucking upgrade my fucking flask again anyway, if I fucking knew that, you know. At this point, I probably should just take a minute and just say I realize this is fucking probably sounds really fucking weird and nerdy and probably a little fucking nuts, and fucking anybody who's never played fucking Dark Souls, these past few episodes have probably just fucking, probably some future ones too, just fucking make no goddamn sense. It's probably just like, this is fucking like garbage fucking rambling. It's just not that different from any other fucking episode, I guess, but, noted, yeah, whatever. So, also, when you kill that giant bitch fucking Gwendolyn, the fucking big-titted fucking blonde broad, it opens up this optional boss that I never fucking found before. I mean, you take a, take the spiral staircases in the center of the city that you gotta, you know, there's a lever on it, you can fucking move up and down. If you take that, all the way down, go to the bottom of the stairs, there's a bonfire there. Fuck. There's a bonfire, and before the city goes dark, it's just a fucking, an empty room. There's fucking like a wall there, you know. But once you kill fucking Gwendolyn, you enter this fucking huge fucking, well, there's a fog door, I think, and there's a fucking, you enter this giant fucking hallway, and you're fighting this floating fucking broad that's fucking shooting magic fucking missiles and shit and fucking arrows at you, and it's a pretty cool fucking fight. I mean, whenever you get close to her, to hit her, she'll fucking like warp back or whatever, and she keeps moving back, and the hallway's like, it just keeps going, you know what I mean? So it's just like almost like just this endless fucking dark hallway, fucking stained glass windows on either side of it, and I mean, she's fairly weak. I mean, at that point, after I'd killed fucking Ornstein and Small and, like, upgraded my shit, I mean, maybe, like, 4 or 6 hits to fucking take her down completely, but, you know, again, as soon as you get up to her, she fucking she's teleporting back. I mean, it just fucking looks cool. Not that tough. I mean, yeah, as long as you're fucking rolling out of the way of her shit and just fucking, she's shooting arrows, just fucking, you know, serpentine fucking around so she doesn't fucking nail you, because that shit hurts. Yeah, it's not that tough. I mean, it took me a couple tries, but when you die, it fucking sucks, because you end up respawning at the first fucking bonfire in Orlando, which is fucking pretty much the one you were taking to go fucking make the run to Ornstein and Smo, you know what I mean? The fucking beginning of the fucking city. And in my case, you know what I mean? And at that point, the firekeeper's fucking dead that's there, so you can't fucking warp out of there anywhere. That fucking spiral staircase is lowered down because you fucking took it down to fucking, you know what I mean? You took it down in the first place to get to the fucking, that bonfire down there. I don't know why it didn't fucking spawn you at the fucking last bonfire you rested at, or it wasn't happening to me fucking anyway. It kept going to the fucking beginning. So you gotta do this fucking roundabout fucking, or the only way I could fucking do it, I kept doing this fucking pain in the ass fucking trip to get the staircase fucking, you know what I mean, just to get onto that fucking staircase. It's not like you can fucking send it back up or whatever either, like, after you're done. It's just fucking, like, pain in the ass. I mean, I had to fucking jump down, you gotta fucking go up these rafters and fucking fight these, painting guardians who throwing fucking knives at you and shit. It's just fucking, it's a real pain in the ass. There's like 3 of them. You know, you're up above fucking, you know, real high up on these fucking skinny little rafters. You can barely fucking move. You know, if you fucking fall off, you're just fucking dead. And fucking, you know, if these guys hit you, if they fucking stagger you, if you fucking take a swing in the wrong fucking way, you just drop. It's a real pain in the ass. And it's fucking, I just found the easiest thing to do was just like, Either get them to fucking chase you at a fucking angle and have them fucking swing and fall themselves, you know, because they're fucking idiots, fucking dumb fucking AI, or you fucking, race out of like fucking, all right, I'll just use my fucking shield and I'll just fucking, if you parry them, if they go to hit you, you hit the fucking left trigger at the right time, you gotta time it right, but it staggers them back, you can hit the fucking RB, do the repost or whatever, and then fucking, you know, it's fucking, it does enough damage to fucking kill him or whatever, but it's like, you gotta time it right. And plus, it doesn't, doesn't move you. Like, you'll stay standing still. It's this fucking long animation, but it does less, like, your actual character moves less than fucking if you're taking just, like, an actual fucking swing. So you don't fucking fall off. Again, if you fucking play the game, you know what I'm talking about. If not, just believe me, it's a fucking a pain in the ass. But yeah, not to go too nuts with fucking Dark Souls 1, but after Anno Londo, I pretty much fucking, tore through the entire fucking game. I mean, didn't have too many fucking roadblocks, really. It was just fucking, just like, after fucking that, I mean, Ornstein and Samoa is, like, again, is fucking the main one. It's fucking, after that, it's fucking, shit seems easy after that. Yeah, and the only trouble I had was in the fucking Lost City of Izalith and the fucking, Bed of Chaos fucking boss there. And that boss is pretty fucking garbage, and, take a break and I'll talk about some garbage boss afterwards. Welcome to the Bed of Chaos. That's what I call my bed. Yeah, it's also a fucking piece of shit fucking boss fight in fucking Dark Souls. So, you got fucking, Bed of Chaos, fucking, the Lost City of Izalith, the boss there, fucking gimmicky, it is a fucking gimmick fight. So you get there, you fucking slide down this fucking ramp. There's a giant tree, you know, and fucking you get the fucking bar at the bottom, like whatever, Bed of Chaos, and fucking like, all right, just go up and fucking fight this tree. Go up there, you can't fucking damage the fucking tree itself. But I mean, you know, video game fucking logic. You see some fucking show some fucking glowing orbs to the left and the right of it, so. I mean, you come to the conclusion pretty fast. Like, I gotta go fucking, kill these orbs. Go hit the orbs on the left and the right. If you go anywhere near the fucking center, you know what I mean? If you're like fucking like, oh, I'll fucking, you know, go up towards them and fucking move away from them. Like, if you go anywhere near the fucking center of the arena, the floor just fucking caves in, you fucking die. The whole time you're trying to get to the left or the right to the fucking orbs, the tree fucking, trees get these fucking hands that fucking grow out and fucking swat at you, and pretty tough to fucking dodge. But if they hit you, you're pretty much dead. I mean, they'll fucking do a shit ton of damage. It fucking blows. Really fucking janky, too. Thankfully, though, what does happen, if you end up fucking like, oh, I'll just fucking, you know, try whatever. As you go into the left or the right, too, the fucking floor caves in. There's only, like, a certain way you can go. Fucking narrow path. And a lot of times it's fucking just like, I don't know, I don't have a fucking memorized. So you go to the left trying to get to fucking one of the orbs, the floor is fucking caving in. You know, you fall and you fucking die, like whatever, or fucking like whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know, thankfully the fucking whatever, wherever the floor fucking caves in, it caves in. So fucking the next time you go in there, you can see like what the safe route is or whatever. So, but thankfully, fucking, you know, whatever. If you do get to one of the fucking orbs, and you kill it, fucking, you know, you die, you come back, that orb fucking stays dead. So it's like, well, now you only have the other one to worry about, and the fucking, the center or whatever. So once you get both of them dead, the fucking center opens up, and you gotta try to fucking, try to get to the fucking center of the fucking thing and fucking kill them, but that sounds easy, but it's fucking like, you gotta like jump a fucking certain way as the thing's fucking swatting at you and fucking doing other bullshit, and you gotta fucking, you know, pretty much almost fucking one hit kills. I mean, it's so fucking ridiculous. And you know, there's just a giant hole in the fucking center of the floor, and then there's a fucking like one route you can fucking like jump on and climb up to get to the fucking center. It's a fucking bitch. It wouldn't be that bad if, like, you know what I mean, there's a fucking bonfire right there, and you could just fucking, like, fucking run up to it and fucking do it, like, no problem. None that I could fucking find. I mean, I couldn't find any fucking real easy way to get back there. The quickest way I could do it is to fucking, this long fucking, another long run with fucking not much in it. I mean, you end up unlocking a shortcut to make it, you know, more or less fucking straight run, but it is fucking long, and there's a, there's a Taurus demon in the way, which, you know, it fucking was like one of the first bosses he fought, and they're just fucking normal enemies now. He's in the way, and it's, you know, it's not that big of a, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to fucking kill him, but I mean, again, if you don't want to fucking deal, there's other shit around there too, you don't want to fucking take the time to fucking fight as you're just trying to get to the boss. And, you know, you can trip you up as you're trying to get through him, and the ground isn't, like, flat, you know, it's fucking, he's on, like, a ramp, so it's pretty fucking unpredictable, like, what the fuck's gonna happen when he fucking, you know, he's trying to roll out of the way. Like, he could fucking, you know, he could fucking dodge his shit, but it'll fucking, like, glitch you out fucking behind him or some shit, and you fucking, like, end up down the fucking ramp in a fucking hole or some shit, and you're fucking trying to get back up, and there's a bunch of other shit on you. It's a fucking pain in the ass. You know, he can trip you up, and if he sends you to the fucking right of him, there's this giant fucking acid spewing fucking worm, and the acid he fucking spits just breaks all your fucking armor and fucking weapons and shit, and that shit sucked. You don't want that. I mean, I'd rather just fucking die and respawn at that point, but, that sucks. I mean, it fucking, that's a pain in the ass. Then past that, you go, and there's this fucking, Titanite demon on this fucking narrow ass fucking bridge. I gotta say, he's probably, I mean, I probably died to him the most out of fucking anything in the fucking game. He's probably the fucking hardest enemy in the goddamn game. I'd killed fucking plenty of fucking Titanite demons before. I don't think I'd ever fucking died to one, but for some fucking reason, this fucking asshole on the fucking bridge on the way to the fucking bed of chaos. You know, he's just there, and you think, fucking, before, I think any other fucking Titanite demon you kill, like, they just fucking, you know, they're gone, like, they won't respawn, you know, so it's fucking, if he's on the way to this fucking, the bed of chaos, I keep fucking, you know, that thing keeps fucking cheesing me, and I'm fucking dying to that, and this fucking guy's in my way. Yeah, I'm gonna try to fucking take him out and fucking clear the way as much as possible, so there's fucking one less thing I have to deal with that'll make, making the run. But for some reason, this thing's like a fucking goddamn, like, super fucking Titanite demon. I mean, it's fucking, it takes a fucking ton of hits. I mean, a shit ton. And he's fucking just, he's on this fucking narrow little fucking bridge. You know, you'll fall off of it pretty easily if you fucking roll the wrong way, or he fucking knocks you off of it. And, it's so so fucking like tight, this little space you're fighting them in, that if the camera like it kind of freaks out, you know what I mean, or whatever, or fucking just like gets like real close to you and fucking like gets caught up on him and shit, and like if you're going in for a hit, especially, like, it's fucking just like, it's right up on you or whatever. It's fucking, like, it's almost fucking impossible to fucking, like, read what the fuck he's doing, you know what I mean? Because it's fucking, like, so close. You're, like, inside of him. You're fucking in his fucking asshole or whatever. And it's fucking, like, you know, you could just be doing this fucking normal attack, and, you know, you should just be rolling out of the way from it. Or he's got this fucking grab that fucking looks fucking almost identical, but, the timing of it, like, to roll out of the way of that fucking attack, so just off enough that if you're close enough, he's gonna grab you, and you fucking, like, it's a roll, I know when to roll now. If you do that, like, fucking the split second afterwards, he will hit, like, then he fucking, like, does the grab, and then fucking he hits you. And he pretty much just fucking one-shots you, you know what I mean? It's a goddamn pain in the ass, but this is the fucking, like, the one, you know what I mean? I thought fucking Ornstein and Smough was gonna be my big fucking thing, and, like, they were. I mean, they're kind of a pain in the ass. I said, until you know the trick. Like, this motherfucker, I'm fucking fighting him. I fought this fucking son of a bitch for fucking hours, and eventually I'm like, I could just fucking run past him, I guess, and whatever. But I'm like, maybe you fucking drop something, and again, like, I just wanted to fucking just get it out of the fucking way. But yeah, it was just like a fucking revenge mission, just because fuck him, dude, fuck that guy. Eventually I did do it, and I'm like, fucking, what'd he drop? And just fucking awesome. Some fucking demon titanite I don't fucking need. Awesome. And it's just like, whatever. At least he's gone, whatever. I don't have to fucking deal with him ever again. He's fucking just out of my way. Just fucking keep fighting this boss. So fucking died to the fucking bed of chaos again. Fucking run back and fucking, hey, look, that fucking goddamn Titanite demon's fucking back. You know, he just responds like a fucking normal enemy. It's fucking like, fuck that thing. Another pro tip, don't fight that fucking Titanite demon. He's a fucking asshole, and you don't get fucking jack shit from him. Just avoid him. But, you know, after that, I mean, I pretty much thought the game was pretty easy after the fucking goddamn bed of chaos and that piece of shit. Pretty much steamrolled to the fucking rest of it. I mean, again, I'm not fucking, like, speed running or nothing. I died a few times, obviously, but it's fucking, it did pretty well. I mean, it's fucking, I kept hearing, like, the DLC, which, again, I hadn't fucking played. I heard that was fucking, I was like, oh no, that's the hardest part of the game, and, you know, all that, and, as soon as I got there, it's like fucking the first boss, it's like the fucking whatever, something guardian or whatever, and just fucking, like, I don't know, just fucking murdered him in like fucking like six hits. Like, at that point, like, I'd done almost everything else except, I forget what I fucking left for last, I can't remember, but, like, fuck, you know, so my guy's pretty fucking beefy. It's just fucking just like, yeah, and fucking, like I murdered the dude, like, fucking real quick. Then, like, the other boss, fucking Knight Artorius, I think, and just fucking, again, murdered him, fucking, I mean, it took me, like, two tries, but just fucking, just, like, as soon as I fucking, like, I know your patterns, dude, and it's fucking, like, it was doing so much fucking damage at that point, just fucking murdered him. Then, like, the boss at the end is fucking giant, like, whatever, abyss fucking demon, just fucking whatever. First try, once I got to him, fucking murdered him. There's a dragon, too. I think you have to fucking die to him the first time or whatever. And then, like, fucking, it took me a little bit to, you know, it was a little trick to get him fucking down, to ground him or whatever. But, once I figured that out and fucking did that shit, fucking pretty much, first or second shot, I think, wasn't a big fucking deal. And, you know, even just going around the DLC, the fucking, the guardian armor that's there is fucking, pretty, I used fucking most of that anyway. I think I was missing, like, one piece, but, between that and the fucking, that butcher knife, again, fucking, once I had that fucking maxed out, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking, time I left, I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty much fucking, unstoppable at that fucking point. But I'm like, fucking, well, I still got the fucking last boss of the game. Last boss of the game fucking left. I remember him being a fucking real piece of shit. Like, fuck, I thought it was fucking nearly impossible when I fucking... I remember the first time I went through it, one of those deals was fucking hours and hours and fucking just dying to him and fucking, like, whatever. And, you know, I think I was summoning people to fucking help me out, like, fucking NPCs and fucking real people and just fucking, like, still getting fucking murdered and just, like, fucking, like, I don't fucking, you know what I mean, just getting my ass kicked. Yeah, so I'm fucking, I remember just fucking, like getting to him again my first time through and just, like, all right, I better... Going through, I'm like, I'll grind up, fucking, going back, you know, get fucked up. I'm like, I'll go back and fucking grinding, trying to fucking level up and make it easier. And you know what I mean? I think when I ended up fucking beating him, I fucking, like, summoned one dude and, like, he did most of the work. I just kind of, like, sat there and fucking watched him and fucking, you know, a couple hits in and fucking back out and run away and fucking heal. And that's how I ended up fucking beating the game the first time. So I was just fucking like, all right, let's see how bad this fucking piece of shit is now. You know, I was all fucking excited to fucking face the dude. You know, by the time I get to him, it's fucking late. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave him. I'll leave him fucking for a new day, like a brand new fucking day of fucking playing the games. You know what I mean? I got out of work. I got my coffee. I fucking rolled a bunch of cigarettes and shit and fucking just like, all right, I'm fucking ready. I'm ready for this fucking long fight. Get all fucking prepared, fucking go in there. I'm like, all right, motherfucker. First try, I just murdered him. Like, it wasn't even a fucking, like, my guy was just so fucking, again, I hadn't been fucking grinding through the fucking game, no nothing, no, like, fucking fancy, like, yeah, I'm not one of these fucking faggots who fucking goes on, like, Dark Souls Wiki and, like, ah, oh, what's the fucking most OP build I can do and fucking, what should I wear with a fucking, you know, fight this boss and blah, 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 or whatever. I'm just fucking going in there with a fucking... two-handed my fucking butcher knife and fucking rolling around and fuck, you know what I mean? And that was just, it was just fucking easy. Just fucking destroyed the shit out of him. So it was just kind of like, you know, huh. And once you know what you're doing, I guess, fucking Dark Souls, it's really not that hard. I mean, fucking, just, I was thinking back. I'm like, I think my first playthrough, I don't remember if I even knew how to fucking kindle bonfires or, really how to upgrade fucking weapons, or I don't think I fucking, like, you know, bother doing that. Like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal or whatever. So I might have even went through the entire game with just fucking five fucking Estus flasks. Again, I'm like, I don't know what this means or whatever. I didn't know what the fuck anything was. Whatever. I mean, that's the game, I guess. I mean, fucking figuring shit out is like fucking 90% of the fucking difficulty and, you know, the fun of the game, you know what I mean? And that's why, you know, that's why I tell people, you know, go into the games as fucking blind as possible, you know, as much as you can. So, yeah, still, just even though I thought, I'm like, fucking, well, this is fucking so much easier than I thought it was, you know, again, just because I knew what the fuck I was doing this time, just, still loved it. I mean, the world's fucking incredible fucking design. A lot of the fucking bosses are fucking great. I mean, you know, all the fucking customization you can do with your fucking... with your fucking guy and your, you know, different play styles you can do. Again, I'm kind of boring. I just pretty much do fucking sword and shield, even though I'm fucking really warming up. They're just two-handed and fucking giant fucking weapons and learn to fucking when to roll, you know what I mean? That's kind of been going into becoming my fucking play style now, just fucking ditching the shield fucking completely and just going for giant fucking swords with a bunch of range. But, I've barely fucking dug into, like, fucking, oh, I'm gonna make a fucking whatever, you know, dex build or fucking any of that shit or fucking, like, mages or, I don't even fucking deal with that, but it's fucking, it's just awesome that it's there for people who want to do that and, like, whatever. So someday, you'll hear about a fucking mage run through all fucking five or six of the games or whatever. Yeah, just fucking Dark Souls 1, just still a fucking classic. I mean, I'm still thinking up in the air. I'm still up in the air what I like better, either Dark Souls 1 or fucking 3. I mean, fucking 3's definitely, it plays a hell of a lot better. I mean, and fucking, it's a lot fucking smoother and shit. And just, you know, it's newer. It's one of those things. If it's a newer game, of course it's gonna, but, I mean, still, I mean, it's just the world of fucking 1. It's just so fun just to fucking fuck around in it and just explore it and just the way it connects. Again, awesome. I mean, I don't know. Not sure. Maybe you have to fucking play more of them. Maybe you'll have to hear me play through fucking Dark Souls 1 and 3 again. You notice I haven't been fucking talking about 2 just again. Maybe I have to revisit that one too. I don't know. I just fucking wasn't huge into 2. I thought it was kind of boring, but whatever. But anyway, my actual review of Dark Souls 3 is up on the site. I fucking did that, and yeah, Dark Souls 3, pretty good. The review probably not so much. I mean, to be honest, if I wrote the review, I'm like, one of those deals where I was like, I should probably fucking write something on this fucking website that I'm fucking paying to keep up, and just fucking like half asleep when I fucking wrote it. So probably didn't really do the game too much justice, but you know, it's just fucking one of those deals. It's like, I fucking wrote it, I was fucking sleep deprived and fucking like, you know, so tired, I was like fucking half fucking hallucinating. But that's only because I was fucking, you know, I'd been up forever playing fucking Dark Souls, so, you know, it's kind of fitting, I guess. I mean, that goes with the theme. I mean, fucking, that's what Dark Souls does to you. I mean, fucking makes you write a fucking review when you're fucking, like, half nuts. So, yeah, that was Dark Souls. Battlefield, we'll talk about some Battlefield 1. If you remember a while ago, the fucking rumors were out that, the new Battlefield was going to be set in World War I. Well, guess what? Next Battlefield game set in World War I, and it's called Battlefield 1. And they released some trailers and shit. I mean, fucking, there's not much to say at this point. It's just fucking like, you know, the trailers they show, they're like, oh, it's in-game footage, and they're using, like, the gameplay to, you know, it's not like you can tell it's not somebody fucking playing the goddamn game. It's just fucking like, you know, like either cutscenes or just fucking like, God, they made these fucking, you know what I mean? They made a fucking, souped up bullshit, fucking marketing bullshit of the fucking game. So, but whatever, it looks cool. I mean, it's fucking just, you know, what you're expecting. Just fucking a lot of trench warfare, a lot of fucking whatever, flamethrowers and fucking, you know, shit like that, and fucking meleeing people with fucking shovels and shit. It looks pretty cool from what they've shown from that fucking one trailer that I watched. The Battlefield 1. Not Souls, but let's talk about some Bloodborne. Loosely related to Souls, I guess. So I was waiting for my PS3 to get here, so, I wanted to play Demon Souls. I decided I'd give Bloodborne another shot. I mean, there's fucking few updates in since I played it like fucking like the day it came out or whatever. I beat it within less than a fucking week. But yeah, I hadn't played it. So I mean, they'd done some updates, some work to it. I mean, you could definitely tell they really did do some work on the fucking game. Load times aren't a fucking, you know, they're not nearly as fucking long anymore, thankfully. Now they're like fucking like 10 seconds. Instead of like when I was playing, it was like a fucking goddamn minute. The frame rate isn't complete fucking shit. I mean, it's still not great, but it's better anyway. It's fucking playable. It's not like fucking, like some areas that I'd fucking walk into before, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know, I'm not like a fucking frame rate fucking whore, but it's just fucking like that game was like, this is fucking bad. Like, it's just fucking like so like choppy and shit. That's better. And they also changed it so you don't have to fucking grind for fucking blood vials anymore, which is a fucking goddamn pain in the ass when I first fucking played it. And I ended up fucking running the same goddamn route like 3 times, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, cool, I beat a boss, now we have like fucking like 2 fucking blood vials left, which is like it's fucking Estus flask, whatever. It's cool, I beat a boss, and I'm fucking, oh, it's a close fight, I have this fucking one fucking Estus flask, oh, cool, well, now I have to fucking go back to, like, the beginning of the game and grind, like, fucking do this loop, like, fucking 4 times for fucking, like, you know, whatever, 10 minutes to fucking fill my shit up again so I can keep going. It's a fucking pain in the goddamn ass. That's gone. That's pretty cool. I mean, they just did it like fucking soul style, just fucking all, oh, you rested a fucking bonfire or fucking lamp or whatever they call it, the same shit, and just refills your shit automatically. So yeah, that's fucking, that's a thing. So I was just thinking as I was playing, I'm like thinking back to fucking Bloodborne. It was like half the fucking game was me fucking grinding for fucking blood vials. It was fucking boring. So again, fucking good on them for fixing it. And then on the other hand, when I think about the game, it's like the game was also really fucking short and easy. And now they made it even fucking shorter and fucking easier. Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I going to fucking blast this in fucking 3 days now? I only played it for like a few hours, or whatever. Just fucking plowed through the fucking first couple bosses, no problem. I mean, the first one you fucking run up against is a fucking like werewolf, or whatever. You're supposed to fucking die to him, and it sends you to fucking their nexus, whatever the fuck it is. And you don't even have a weapon at that point. I'm like, ah, fuck it. You just had to fight with my bare hands. I get down to like one fucking hit point. I'm like, ah, I'm just gonna let it fucking kill me. He's gonna have to fucking die eventually. He's like, you know what I mean? You can't fucking level up or any of that shit until you die and go to the fucking nexus or whatever. So yeah, I mean that's kind of shitty too. I hate fucking shit like that. It's like where you have to die. I mean, they do that in fucking Dark Souls 1 too, without one time, but that's also shitty there. But whatever. So what I'd play those fucking few hours, I mean, just my impressions kind of still stand on it. I mean, it's fucking still feels like a fucking super fucking shallow and simplistic fucking Souls game. I mean, no classes to pick for them. There's only a few weapons, really. Really easy fucking enemies. It's like, again, I was playing fucking Dark Souls 1. I was like, oh, you know, this fucking second time through, this is fucking way easier than I thought it was. You know what I mean? Once you know where shit is and fucking how shit works. But, Bloodborne, I'm pretty much like, this is just like fucking straight up a retard mode. It's just so fucking stripped down and fucking simple. You know what I mean? It's just like nothing to it. Thankfully my fucking PS3 arrived, not long after that, after I started playing fucking Bloodborne. So yeah, so I mentioned it. I literally only bought one so I could play fucking Demon's Souls, paid $80 on fucking eBay for it, and just fucking, you know, used one, $20 for fucking Demon's Souls. So whatever, not too bad. I mean, fucking $100 for a fucking game. If it's fucking anything like any of the other demons, Dark Souls, it should be okay. I always get kind of like nervous and shit when I buy shit off of eBay. I mean, whatever, you know what I mean? I honestly don't think I've ever had a fucking problem doing that, but still, it's like fucking like, oh, these fucking assholes, like who knows who the fuck you're buying shit from and like how fucking straight up it is or whatever. Or if, you know, some people just don't know and just fucking like, oh, I have this shit and fucking pulled it out of my closet, I'll sell it and it's fucking like broken and shit. They don't even know. Like, I don't know. So I'm always kind of nervous to get that shit from fucking eBay, but, it came real fast. Fucking within like 2 days, it was fucking there. It seems to be in fucking pretty good shape, and, it came with some extra shit too. I was like, oh, it's fucking the thing. It said like, oh, it's like one controller or whatever. It came with fucking two of them. I was like, ah, that's pretty cool. Had one of the NBA 2K games. The guy fucking left in the fucking disc drive. So I mean, that went right straight into the fucking trash. So I was thinking, I'm like, I got somebody else. You know, I use fucking PS3. I should probably just fucking format it completely when I got it. It probably should have been formatted before, you know, before it even got to me. But whatever. I mean, fucking, just, you know, looking at it, it's just fucking, it just has a bunch of fucking shit on a bunch of games too on the fucking hard drive. I mean, just fucking install the. Yeah, but it's a bunch of shit I already have or I don't really want. I mean, they're just fucking taking up space. I mean, just fucking Minecraft, like 10 fucking Call of Duties, fucking Maddens and shit, and fucking a couple NBA games and fucking wrestling games, just shit like that. Bunch of music on there too. And again, I should have fucking formatted the thing when I got it, but I was like, fucking, as soon as I got it, I'm like, I want to play, you know, I got it in the fucking morning, I'm like, I want to play fucking Demon's Souls for a little bit anyway before I have to fucking get off, so it's like, fucking, I'm like, I just want to start fucking downloading this fucking as soon as possible, get my fucking account on there and all that shit, so I didn't end up fucking formatting it, what sucks is there's no fucking option. There's nothing to just go and fucking just, you know, delete all fucking music. There's nothing like that, that I can find anyway. So, yeah, so No, it's the fucking the PlayStation dashboard fucking blows. So, you know, you gotta manually go through like every fucking song and fucking album, whatever, and just fucking delete. Are you sure? Yes. Fucking wait. Back out. Fuck, you know, do it again. There's hundreds of these fucking songs on there. And it's all fucking shitty, fucking mainstream, fucking fake ass gangster app. And, you know, some songs downloaded from, Finest Black Beats with a Z.de, you know, like the shit the fucking guy just downloaded from the fucking internet, like whatever. And I mean, I don't want to draw any conclusions here, you know, about the guy or, you know, the guy who sold me the system or anything, but come on. I mean, fucking shitty rap, fucking basketball games and fucking Madden, fucking Call of Duty. I mean, we're all thinking it. I mean, he's a filthy fucking casual gamer. And there's some fucking watermelon seeds stuck to my fucking controllers. Demon Souls. So it's the one fucking Souls game I know like nothing about. I mean, fucking, unless you want to fucking count like Kingsfield or whatever, which was like fucking, you know, before Demon Souls, the fucking, their PS1 fucking games and shit that are just fucking like real fucking rough. I actually did as I was waiting for fucking my PS3 and shit. I'm like fucking like, ah, maybe I should check out fucking these Kingsfields games. And I fucking, I downloaded them and I fucking like, I just fucking dicked around for a little bit and fucking like, it's like, this is definitely a fucking PlayStation 1 game. You know, not to say I'm fucking not interested in that fucking like weird fucking archaic shit, but I'm just like, you know, maybe I'll just fucking save this for another fucking time. I don't want to like get into this fucking weird fucking garbage, you know, as I'm waiting for fucking Demon's Souls. So, yeah, so save that for another time anyway. Yeah, Demon's Souls at fucking self. I put some time into it. Really interesting to see where the modern Souls game started. You know, a lot of connections to fucking, I only played it for a couple days in, and still like fucking like, you know, the first fight you run up and use the fucking stray demon from, you know what I mean, the start of fucking Dark Souls, you know, and he's fucking in Dark Souls 3 and shit, and just like, a lot of the same fucking enemies and fucking NPCs and shit. You get those crystal lizards running around, you get to attack to get your craft the materials and shit. You see a long bridge and fucking bunch of dudes on it. It's like, I wonder if the fucking dragon's gonna fucking fly through here or some shit and fucking breathe fire all across it and fucking, you know what I mean? And you know, sure enough, I mean, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, other shit too. You see the DNA of the fucking ideas fucking forging. You know what I mean? It's really, really fucking linear too. It's just like, there's a hub. I mean, there's like fucking like whatever. I mean, like, you know, main hub, they call it the fucking Nexus or whatever. You can pick where you want to go. But I mean, just once you're in there, like the levels themselves, I mean, they're almost like straight fucking lines. I mean, just fucking like narrow corridors, you're fucking running around and fucking like, you know, they'll throw dudes at you or whatever. You'll unlock some shortcuts. I mean, just fucking to bring it back to like where you started, you know what I mean? Just fucking shortcuts from fucking just to make it easier to just not, you know, go through like a bunch of shit again. But I mean, it feels so fucking like so straightforward. I mean, fucking Dark Souls 3 is kind of like that, but I mean, this is literally just like fucking like what I played anyway. It's real, just fucking like, here's a fucking line, just fucking run through this fucking line. The levels are fucking designed pretty well, but you know, again, lots of fucking these tight fucking corridors, just fucking tons of fucking trash enemies that are just a pain in the ass to fucking fight them. Just because the combat itself, I mean, again, it is tough saying, like, fucking, I can't, like, pretend I didn't play fucking Demon's Souls or Dark Souls 3 or fucking 1 or whatever, you know what I mean? Just fucking, just like, the combat feels fucking floaty. It just feels a little cheap. And I know it's, like, you know, again, it's before fucking Dark Souls or whatever, or fucking BDS, as I call it, praise the dark. But it's missing that fucking, that weight that fucking Dark Souls has, you know what I mean? It's Dark Souls, like, fucking just, oh, it just feels like you're fucking controlling a guy who's fucking, like, heavy, you know what I mean? And Demon Souls, I mean, the guy just fucking, he just gets pushed around and shit, and he fucking just gets, when you get hit at shit, you just, like, slide, like, you'll be facing a boss or whatever. If they're, like, trampling you, it's, like, fucking half the time I don't even know I'm getting fucking hurt. I mean, there's no, like, sounds or fucking animation or anything. It's just fucking, like, oh, I'm fucking, like, sliding and my fucking health bar is going down. You know what I mean? Just fucking, like, I had no idea. Unless I fucking looked up at the fucking health bar, I'm just fucking, like, sliding, you know? A couple other things that are kind of rough, I guess. I picked a knight or a fighter or whatever the fuck to start, and you start out with like full fucking plate armor, which is like, yeah, cool, you know what I mean? It's like fucking all the other ones, you know. But you know, if you wear your fucking your starting armor, your guy fucking fat rolls, and if you don't know what fucking fat rolling is, it's the game's fucking deal with it different, but pretty much means your equipment load, like what you're wearing, is too fucking heavy. You know what I mean? What you have equipped is too heavy. In this one, it's like if you're over 50% of your maximum equip load, your guy just fucking flops on the ground. And when you try to dodge, it's the flat just fucking, you know, flops. This fucking dead weight on the fucking ground. Yeah, and you want to avoid doing that at all costs. I mean, why they don't make like that point when you start fucking fat rolling, like say it's that, like that's your fucking equipment load, and it's got to be like fucking like, oh, what is it? And I got to fucking half this now, and like, you know what I mean? It's that, I don't know, but why they'd start you out with fucking armor that you can't really use? You know what I mean? I don't know. And I mean, I'm talking like fucking, the armor is fucking way too goddamn heavy. I mean, the first half of the game, I mean, what I played through anyway, was fucking shirtless. I fucking, like, I can't wear this, you know what I mean? I can't wear the fucking, like, main armor piece, the fucking chest piece. So it was fucking, I have nothing else. So I was like, oh, I guess my guy's going fucking shirtless, fucking running through this shit. Then eventually I fucking leveled up. I'm like, I gotta fucking pump points into my, I think it's, stamina, maybe, or whatever, that fucking lets you carry more. So I'm like, I just gotta keep fucking pumping points into this so I can fucking wear fucking armor, the only armor that I have. So I leveled up to the point where I'm like, oh, cool, I could be, now I'm just pantsless, which I guess is better. I mean, fucking, I guess, and then it's fucking, and now I'm to the point, I'm like, I just have no fucking gloves on, you know what I mean? So it's still a long way to go before I can just fucking, be able to wear my full fucking set of fucking starting armor, and, you know, forget, I can't fucking carry any shield or anything, because that's way too much, you know what I mean? So it's been going around fucking two-handing a fucking bastard sword, and again, I've it's kind of my playstyle at this point. I've kind of grown to like that, just ditching the fucking shield. Another kind of fucked up thing with equipment, again, it's tough trying to keep it in like context of when the game came out, but you have fucking on top of like, you have, you know, max equip load, which is like what you have on, then you have fucking maximum item load, which is like what you're carrying. So it's like, not, you can't just carry like whatever the fuck you want. Like before, you just have like this long list of shit. If you have a bunch of shit that's fucking, you know, everything has fucking weight to it, you got to go back to the hub, to the Nexus, and fucking you got to deposit all your shit with an NPC, and I can see like whatever, you have a bunch of like armor, like whatever, it's nothing like ridiculous either. You'd have like fucking like whatever, five things of fucking heavy armor in your fucking inventory or whatever, and like, because that's heavy, it's like, oh, now I got to go back and fucking drop this shit off, and it's just fucking, it's kind of a pain in the ass. And what really sucks too is that includes like crafting materials, so it's like fucking like, oh, I went and got a bunch of fucking whatever the fuck, you know, stones and fucking crafting shit, and fucking, oh, this is fucking going towards my fucking item weight, you know what I mean? So I gotta go back and give this guy all this shit. It's pain in the ass. Another thing is fucking, Yeah, Shit, like fucking, just like, you know, if you die in fucking Dark Souls, fucking, it leaves like the giant green orb you can fucking see. You know, you can see it to go get your souls back. It's just fucking floating above the ground. It's pretty prominent. You can fucking see it like straight up. You know, when you die, you got to go back and grab it. Demon Souls is fucking like, they kind of do that, but it's just fucking, it's just like this really faint fucking green mist, and it's fucking just like hanging over a fucking blood stain, and you can barely, I can barely fucking see the thing. You know, I fucking complete, I've a few times just fucking like, where the fuck is it? Just fucking running past it and fucking whatever, you get killed next to it. It's like, well, those fucking souls are gone, you know? It's, pretty tough, pretty rough. But again, I'm just trying to keep in mind, like, oh, these are like stepping stones, you know what I mean, to fucking get up to where they are now. So, I mean, but overall, I mean, it's pretty fucking cool. I mean, it's definitely fucking more souls again, fucking, and new souls to me is always good. But, you know, now I'm looking at the series as a whole, a whole soul. And for the most part, they've been getting fucking better. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, they've been making a lot of fucking smart decisions along the way to make it, you know, less of a pain in the ass and fucking, you know, shit like fucking item management and fucking grinding and fucking status effects and, you know, pretty much all the shitty parts of RPGs, they've been fucking cutting back, but at the same time, they haven't, like, completely fucking dumbed it down and fucking made it, like, you know, just a fucking action game, you know what I mean? So, like, it's still, like, fucking, like, oh, I got a fucking, like, in Dark Souls 3, like, oh, I get fucking cursed, but it's fucking, it doesn't fuck me over completely. It's like, well, you know, the fucking punishment enough is that you fucking died, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, I'm not gonna make it run, like, fucking a mile to go get some fucking obscure fucking item from some fucking vendor, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just fucking, they're smart about, like, what to keep and what to build on and like what to fucking cut out. I think anyway, in my opinion, although they did do that fucking action, fucking strip it down to being a fucking dumb action game, that they kind of went in that direction for Bloodborne. And again, that's why I kind of think that game's kind of weak. That's fucking kind of too far in the other fucking direction. But, so yeah, I'm going to keep playing through fucking Demon Souls, but, yeah, I mean, this might be, the last and fucking short term anyway, fucking rambling, Dark Souls fucking talk. Cause I get, Uncharted 4 is out, should be out right now. And so I kind of feel obligated to play it in a way. I mean, just because it's fucking, again, it's a fucking big game and blah, blah, blah. Everyone's going to be talking about it. So again, I don't fucking hate the games. I feel like I should fucking have something to say about it anyway. So, we'll see. Again, I only really liked fucking Uncharted 2. I thought the other 1 and 3 were kind of garbage. Then you got fucking Doom's out Friday for some reason. I don't know why it's fucking coming out. Whatever. Friday the 13th, I guess. It's kind of cool, but... then you got Homefront. It's coming out a week or two. Again, not sure about that, but... Whatever, anyway. It's going to be just fucking new games coming out, so I'm not fucking like, I need something to play, so... I almost fucking just like, I was like thinking again, I got fucking vacation coming up in a few weeks and just, yeah, I almost get caught up just like looking at what's coming out around fucking then and fucking now. I'm just fucking, I almost get caught up in the whole fucking, Battleborn versus fucking Overwatch hype and just fucking hear everybody fucking blah, blah, blah. What's better? Fucking Battleborn, Overwatch. And I guess fucking is Battleborn is this fucking, first person MOBA from, Gearbox, the guys made fucking, that was it, Borderlands or whatever, and it's fucking, it kind of looks like fucking Borderlands, but it's more fucking, more of a MOBA and blah, 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 and it's fucking Overwatch is fucking from Blizzard, some, you know, first-person fucking hero shooter, they call it, kind of like Team Fortress-y bullshit, and, so I looked into both of them, just fucking hearing about, so much about people fucking talking about them. And to be honest, they both look pretty fucking gay to me, so I don't give a shit about either of them. So that's that. Battleborn or fucking Overwatch. Whoever wins, we lose, I guess. This is fucking, they both look really gay. another random thing. Keep hearing these fucking goddamn hipster fucking queers. Again, I fucking, it's random shit. I listen to a lot of fucking garbage fucking gaming podcast. Who the fuck does that? And I'm fucking read around some shit and just like keep hearing just random shit. It's like, dude, fuck you. Keep hearing these fucking hipster queers complain about games, criticizing like, oh, this game's too gamey. Like, but I don't know how to fucking like explain it. Like in context, like, you know, there's like, oh, I hear about fucking people talking about like Uncharted, like fucking, oh, you get there's these box puzzles or some shit and fucking like whatever, or it's too gamey, or you're fucking, you know, you're playing a shooter and there's, you know, too much shooting or fucking something fucking retarded and it's fucking, oh, that's just too gamey, too video gamey. And it's just, what a fucking stupid thing to say. It's so dumb. Like, it's fucking like, you know, yeah, you're playing a fucking game. If it's fun, who gives a flying fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, these fucking dumb assholes, they watch a fucking movie and there's a lot, you know, there's a cut, like a fucking, you know, edit or some shit, or, if, you know, if there's like dialogue, if there's dialogue in a fucking movie, or if there's a fucking special effects. I mean, if there's a special effect, is that like, do they watch it and think like, oh, that's too filmy, that's too movie-y, like, what the fuck is that? Like, you know, if you're reading a fucking book, there's fucking words and fucking paragraphs. And it's fucking, this is too booky. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't know. It's just fucking like, you know, there's certain like language, I guess. Of fucking, you know, we're playing a fucking game. It's fucking like, you know what I mean? There's certain shit you gotta not even let go. It's just fucking like, this is like a proven fucking fun way to do shit. I mean, I'm not saying like, don't be fucking innovative, but don't just fucking dismiss shit. Like, fuck, I'm too much of a fucking jaded piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, this is fucking retarded. Yeah, it's just same fucking retards that fucking write like long fucking academic essays about fucking ludonarrative fucking dissonance, or fucking like, you know what I mean? Or fucking like, oh, all the choices you make in fucking games don't really matter because there's, you know, there is no choice really. It's just, it's all fucking binary code on a fucking disc, or, you know, it's a fucking disc spinning in a fucking tray, or it's fucking, you know, code on a hard drive. Everything's a fucking an algorithm. And then like, they'll write these fucking long essays about like fucking like choice in games and blah blah blah. It's just like, you're a fucking moron. Like, no fucking shit, you fucking overeducated fucking tard. I mean, you figured out what a fucking video game is. Like, congratulations. Like, fucking everyone else knew that when they were like fucking five, you know what I mean? Like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, you know, good job, you figured out that fucking video games are fucking, you know, it's all math and shit. Like, fucking good job. Like, fucking, now what? You know, you fucking waste of fucking air. You know, I heard fucking Bandai Namco is offering fucking $10,000 to anyone who can make sense of the plot of Dark Souls. So, when you try to go doing that, you know, it's fucking, here's the spoiler. You can't do it. And fucking the story makes no sense. And it's not supposed to, you fucking idiot. So fucking go kill yourself, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Absolute Deicide, gruntfreepress.com. Tell me about how you feel about ludonarrative dissonance at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And I swear, fucking next week, I'm going to have some shit to talk about that's not fucking Souls related. Maybe. Or am I, beware of liar. I don't know. You'll have to fucking tune in and see. I'm not.